Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Tuesday, March 1st, 2016. And as usual, I would like to thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chris Gande.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.
Here are our top stories this evening.
Former Vice President Joyce Mujuru today appeared in public for the first time since the expulsion from ZANU-PF last year and said she's ready to deliver political change in Zimbabwe.
We have a lot of things that we are working on right now. And I don't have anything that somebody would have done bad to me.
War veterans say their crunch meeting scheduled for Thursday might be postponed to Friday to accommodate an emergency ZANU-PF Politburo meeting set for Thursday.
And the MDCT says it is disappointed about the ruling party's failure to devolve power to provinces.
3 years since the adoption of the new constitution of Zimbabwe, still we don't have the provincial councils having been put in place. The Urban Councils Act has not been amended.
These stories and much more coming up. Stay tuned.
Former Vice President Joyce Mujuru today appeared in public for the first time since expulsion from ZANU-PF last year and told a news conference that she was ready to deliver political change in Zimbabwe. Thomas Chiripasi has details from the capital.
Addressing a news conference in Harare, Mrs. Mujuru, who is leading the newly formed Zimbabwe People First Party on an interim basis, said she was ready to get Zimbabwe out of its social, economic and political problems. The former vice president said a coalition to unseat President Robert Mugabe's government was necessary. However, she noted that negotiations with other political parties were yet to start.
We will cross the bridge when we get there. I don't believe in doing things when we are not yet there. We have a lot of things that we are working on right now. And I don't have anything that somebody would have done bad to me.
Mrs. Mujuru's remarks confirmed earlier assertions by former Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai of the Movement for Democratic Change Party, who told reporters last month that the coalition talks were yet to begin. She also called for key democratic reforms to be implemented ahead of the 2018 polls to ensure that the elections do not breed a predetermined outcome. She, however, fell short of saying the 2013 polls were rigged by President Mugabe and his ZANU-PF party, adding that policies that scare away investors, such as the Black Economic Empowerment Law, should be reviewed.
The people of Zimbabwe voted for a new democratic constitution in 2013, but it is still to be fully implemented. In line with the new constitution, we need the electoral laws reformed to ensure a free and level playing field. It is the government of the is the government of the day looking at this? The suffering masses through their political representations need to make this point loud and clear so that the next election is not in any way disputed or considered flawed or rigged so as to deny legitimacy to any outcome thereof.
The former vice president said she would work flat out to ensure that Zimbabwe rejoins the Commonwealth.
Zimbabwe People First is committed to ensuring that Zimbabwe regains its rightful place in the global community of nations. We shall rejoin the Commonwealth.
Zimbabwe pulled out of the Commonwealth in 2002 after it was accused of election rigging and rights violations. Mrs. Mujuru further said a steering committee has been set up to spearhead People First inaugural elective congress that would be held on a date yet to be advised. The former vice president, who was accused of corruption and plotting to assassinate Mr. Mugabe, said her hands were clean, hence the police have not arrested her. Asked by one journalist of her relationship with Mr. Mugabe following her expulsion from both ZANU-PF and government, Mrs. Mujuru said her business is to focus on key national developmental issues than to talk about other people. She added that if Mr. Mugabe, who turned 92 last month, was to come face to face with her, he doubted if the nonagenarian leader would recall what he said when he called her a witch.
For those that are talking about the so-called cases, it's now more than 18 months since those were labeled against me. No docket has been brought forward. I don't know what that means to you.
Upon getting out of the hotel where she addressed journalists, Mrs. Mujuru was surprised to see hundreds of her supporters singing outside. Mrs. Mujuru then told her loyalists that she would work hard to uplift their standards of living and called for an end to politically motivated violence in Zimbabwe. One of her supporters, Nesta Chikore of Harare Spudiro High Density Suburb, said she was happy that the former vice president had formally joined opposition politics.
I am very happy, more than happy. I cannot even tell because I was waiting for this day all along.
Another youth, Chrissy Okanoshambira, who supports Mrs. Mujuru, said she also expects a leader to push for the creation of jobs if she becomes president one day.
As the youth, we accept the coming in of Comrade Mujuru because we know that we are now going to be able to find jobs.
Diplomats and other notable political figures such as Didmus Mutasa, Rugare Gumbo, Ibo Mandaza, Dzikamai Mavaire, Bright Matonga, Sylvester Nguni, retired Major Kudzai Mbudzi and Pearson Mungofa attended Mrs. Mujuru's press conference. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.
Reacting to Mrs. Mujuru's official entry into political landscape in Zimbabwe, ruling party lawmaker Joseph Chuma said they are ready for the Zimbabwe People First Party.
I do not read too much into that because I don't belong to that party. I belong to ZANU-PF. And we are always on the ground trying to do that. So, look, I am not qualified to comment on their assertions and the party's assertions. Their policy is their baby. They will deal with it. We will see them as we go. They've entered the ring, so we are there in the ring together. But otherwise, ZANU-PF is not stopping. We are going on. We are pressing on. We have always been about the people anyway. And will always be about the people because, after all, it's a revolutionary party for the people, by the people.
So are you ready for her as well?
If she comes in, by all means. We have seen the worst nightmare. We have seen a party that was literally run by the British. That was the MDC under Tsvangirai. It was an extension of Tony Blair when it started. And we held our own and we managed to come out unscathed. Yes, it was a rough one, but look, if we have survived a British-sponsored party like the MDC that came in, I don't see why we should lose sleep over any other party that comes in. That's the democracy. So I believe in democracy, and so I believe that there's nothing unfair about that. Let them come in. We are ZANU-PF. We are the revolutionary party. We are going to always be there.
That was Joseph Chuma, a ZANU-PF lawmaker, speaking with Studio 7's Gibbs Dube. Meanwhile, analysts weighing into today's official launch of Mrs. Mujuru's Zimbabwe People First shared mixed views, with some applauding the move, while others described it as yet another opportunity for ZANU-PF. VOA's Ndimiake Mwakalele reports.
The official launch of Zimbabwe People First did not come as a surprise to many who had been keenly following former Vice President Joyce Mujuru's build-up to this moment. Now that the party is officially here, and now, as Mujuru said, analysts are weighing her chances of defeating President Robert Mugabe in the 2018 elections. Senior consultant Pierre Pigou of the International Crisis Group says today's announcement is significant.
Certainly it's an important contribution to the evolution of Zimbabwean politics. But really the major issue is whether this party is able to organize, mobilize in the communities around Zimbabwe and is able to get its support base to register and to participate in the electoral process.
Zimbabwe-based author and publisher Ibo Mandaza said he has no doubt Mujuru is a force for President Mugabe and his party to reckon with.
It's definitely a game changer. So it is a very significant landmark.
Mandaza says while there have been other breakaway parties from ZANU-PF in the past, Mujuru's party stands out.
You get Tekere, the Zoom, and then you have Sindamakoni with Mavambo, and now Joyce Mujuru with People First. This is the most momentous and also one of the critical mass, even though inadvertent, in the sense that it is something that was landed them by the actions of Mugabe and his wife in 2014, whereby some 85% of ZANU leadership was purged. And is that leadership that has constituted itself into this critical mass?
The fact that Mujuru was purged from ZANU-PF, as put by Mandaza, as opposed to voluntarily leaving for the benefit of the betterment of Zimbabwean people, presents a problem for her, some analysts like Clifford Mashiri say. Mashiri explains that while Mujuru is a formidable candidate and her entrance significant, her biggest challenge is explaining to the public that she was not the cause of their suffering while a part of ZANU-PF.
Definitely, her image is very much tainted by her participation in a regime that, you know, cost people's lives, others would argue, through these massacres of people in Matabeleland, in Chiadzwa, and all these election murders, they occurred under her watch, some would argue.
Not all analysts, however, are supporting Mujuru's decision to form her own political party and try her hand at defeating President Mugabe. Political commentator Brilliant Mtlanga of the University of Hertfordshire in the United Kingdom says she's now just created more confusion.
The more political parties we're having, the more we lose opportunities and chances of actually dislodging ZANU, because more political parties are being born and they are dividing the electorate. It doesn't help anything.
Mtlanga also dismisses the possibility of a coalition, saying many of the country's opposition political parties are seeking personal power rather than sacrifice for the national good. Pigou, however, says a coalition between Mujuru and Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa could be a winning ticket, but with Mugabe at the helm, all possibilities are slim. Reporting for Studio 7 from Washington, this is Ndimyake Mwakalielie.
For more details on this issue, please visit our website at www.voazimbabwe.com.